And when you clearly see reality, then your heart really heals.
But I was 18 year old. I needed some really intense experience to make me go, okay, pay attention to this. And then that changed my life.
People who are skeptical about third eye should understand that, you know, even a couple of hundred years ago, people didn't know that infrared rays existed, ultraviolet rays existed, lasers existed. They didn't know.
So you can think about that. Let's just take a moment for everyone to think of one person in your life who you know, and now imagine, just visualize that there's their face, but then there's the soul. And how does your feelings towards them change when you realize that they're actually a spiritual, eternal being?
So we're just very tired of things. Like, you know, when you're fed up with something. And so this kind of being fed up really closes your third eye. So it's really important to understand that, to keep it open. Not only do we need to keep looking at the treasure store, and the treasure store can only be seen with the third eye.
Many of our students have asked us to talk about the third eye, the mystical, magical third eye, the eye of consciousness, this secret vision that only some people have. So we're going to be diving into this today. How do you activate your third eye? How do you open the third eye? What are the practices, what are the secrets to doing that, and how does that change your life when you are seeing through your third eye? So let's jump into this beautiful episode. Hello, Shireen. Om Shanti.
Hello, Michael. Good to be here with you.
It's always a pleasure. So the third eye, why do we need to open our third eye? What is the benefit that someone can experience if their third eye is opened?
Are you asking me a question?
I'm asking, yeah.
I thought you were, it was a rhetorical question.
No, it's a real question.
It's a real question. So many things. You know, I feel that you really clearly, for me, right, you clearly see reality. That is the biggest benefit of opening the third eye. You clearly see reality. And when you clearly see reality, then your heart really heals. Because what happens is, if our heart is not healing, we are stuck in an illusion. And that illusion is feeding the mind. And when the third eye opens, you're seeing reality for what it really is, and the heart starts to heal, and then the mind starts to become peaceful, and then the intellect starts to have a lot of clarity. So all of these things happen. What do you think? Mm.
You know, there's such a wonderful world to experience, and the physical eyes can see physical things, but there's a whole nother level of reality that is even more powerful and primary to the physical world. And if the third eye is open, we can actually see and experience all of those things. So it's like opening up to what actually is. It's almost like we are living in 2D and then we come into 3D. So the third eye is like going into 5D. It's like this whole other dimension. And it makes life much more interesting, and it makes us able to see things and experience things that were there all along that we didn't notice. And so many things in life, I mean, actually nearly everyone has some sort of psychic awarenesses in some ways, like telepathy or a sense about things. I was talking to someone recently who knew she was going to get into some sort of car crash, and it happened exactly as she had imagined. So there's all these strange capacities and things that people have on some level at some time, and these awarenesses and this awareness of spiritual things. But the third eye is, as we open it, we actually come into an altered state of consciousness, a higher state of consciousness that is a more complete picture of life.
Right, absolutely. And also, I've noticed that when you open the third eye, you kind of understand people better. You understand, mm-hmm, where they're coming from, what their intentions are. And so you're able to read people much better.
Right, yeah, the subtle intentions people have, where their energy is and what's going on in their mind, and even being able to pick up people's thoughts is part of the third eye capacity.
Right.
So before cell phones, there was telepathy.
No, there wasn't. Stop getting on your soapbox, Michael. Before cell phones, there wasn't telepathy. I was alive before cell phones, and I did not have telepathy.
That's right. Well, you have to, depends how far back you go.
Maybe a few thousand years ago, yeah.
That's right, that's right.
Not
that's
in
right.
the recent past. There wasn't telepathy.
Not in the recent past. No. Not in the recent past. But these technological advances are sort of mirroring something that is within us, you know. So it's kind of like giving an artificial third eye experience, mm-hmm. in the sense that you can even see someone, like even now, like we're talking on Zoom, like you're in Florida and I'm in Sedona, and yet we are seeing each other and hearing each other. So this is sort of like a third eye experience, except through technology. So what is the third eye? What are we actually talking about here? Is it an actual thing? What is it?
It's obviously not an actual thing, right? Because if it was an actual thing, you could see it. So it mm-hmm. is something invisible. And with physical eyes, you can see something visible. All visible things, most visible things, you can see with the physical eye. But the third eye is seeing something invisible, something beyond what is physically, empirically, you know, measurable. So that is the third eye, is you're seeing something spiritual. There is a spiritual dimension to all our lives. And the third eye is the one that allows us to see this spiritual dimension to all our lives. And so that is the third eye. The third eye is to see the invisible.
Mm. It sees the spiritual things.
It sees the spiritual things. You know, people who are skeptical about third eye should understand that, you know, even a couple of hundred years ago, people didn't know that infrared rays existed, ultraviolet rays existed, lasers existed. They didn't know. They thought, oh, no, only what you can see exists, right? Like the first time this scientist who discovered there was bacteria under the telescope and things like that. And no one would believe him. And so it took a while for the people to believe him. Yeah, there is like little things running around that you can't see. And so it's the same way, just because, and even Wi-Fi, let's say Wi-Fi. We both have Wi-Fi. Finally, you have Wi-Fi. Mm. we both have Wi-Fi.
Yeah. At long last.
At long last. We both have Wi-Fi. We are bringing Brother Michael kicking and screaming into 2024. That's what's happening.
Yeah, I've been trying to live on fax machines.
Fax
and,
machine. No, you think I'm? Phones. You think he's joking? He's not joking. He really has a fax machine.
I have a fax machine. I have a fax machine in the garage. I was like, you know what? It's not working.
Till last year, so. He was communicating with people on his fax machine.
It didn't work very well. To be perfectly honest, but it's true. It's an invisible thing, isn't it?
Let's go back to the third eye. We are getting sidetracked. And so, third eye, it's an invisible thing, and just because it's invisible doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So, you know, if even now, we refuse to believe that there are infrared rays, ultraviolet rays, you know. All of these things. How much
radio waves, microwaves.
How much would we deny ourselves the benefits of that? So we cannot say this doesn't exist. It exists. There is a third eye that is invisible, that you have to have a realization of it, that it's there. You have to have an acceptance from your heart that it's there, because then you can take benefit from it.
Right, it's like another channel, isn't it? Or another, like a different channel of experience. Like there's the five senses, you know, which we all know about and we experience. And then there's this higher sense that exists, that is a spiritual sense. And just because we can't see it doesn't mean that it's not there. So we're tapping into the sixth sense, you could say, on some level, the third eye.
Yes, yes. So, should we dive into the first secret?
What is the first secret to opening the third eye? Right, but unless, before we do this, let's just clarify that the third eye isn't something that's necessarily open at all in most people. And even if we know about these things, we still have to do something to open it up. It's like for the Wi-Fi to work, you have to plug it in and have it set up right, or it doesn't work. It's just sitting around. So the third eye is something that can be activated or it can be deactivated. And that's up to us. So we're going to be sharing the things that open it up and then also some of the things that close it. So how do we open the third eye, this mystical eye of awareness?
The third eye, the first secret is this very deep realization that I am a spiritual being having a human experience. I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul. That's the first secret. The realization is not just like, pat, yeah, yes, I'm a soul. You know, like people, even now, many of my friends say, yes, yeah, I know that, I know that, I know that.
They just say, yeah, 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 what's next?
Yes. It's
without actually practicing it.
Yes,
know.
Really living that. And the first secret, really, there's a three-step formula to opening your third eye. You want to hear it? First step is called practice. The second step is called practice. And the third step is called practice. So you keep practicing, I'm a soul, I'm a soul, I'm a soul, I'm a soul. And then your third eye opens. That's the first secret.
Let's take a moment now to practice. This is something, it's a really a magical altered state of awareness, isn't it? To go from, I'm this person, stuck here, this body, limited by how I look and everything, to realizing that we're this shining star, the shining light behind the eyes. And let's just take a moment just to feel that wonderful feeling of freedom and peace, that we are pure, radiant light. And we've come here temporarily from somewhere else, which is another one of the secrets. So first of all, we wake up and realize, I'm not this character. I'm the one who's experiencing everything. So this is something to just sit down in your own time and just come into that awareness. So it starts off thinking about I'm a soul like this. And then it gradually goes from intellectualizing about things to becoming an experience. And I remember when I started practicing this many years ago, I used to sit on the floor in my room in Cambridge, England. And I remember practicing it. And I remember one day I was sitting there just going, I'm a soul, and then the switch was flicked, right? And all of a sudden, I remember I started laughing to myself out loud, really loudly, because I thought, this is so amazing that I'm this spiritual being who is not this body, right? And I just cracked myself up, and the people I was living with is like, what's happened to him? Is he all right? Why is he laughing out loud to himself in his room? But I just, this kind of wonderful joy just came over me because I really realized on a deeper level, I really am a spiritual being.
Right.
So that's just like breaks us open. And that's why Shireen's saying practice, because if it's just intellectual, it doesn't actually open the third eye. Knowing about it intellectually and being able to tick a box, are you a body or are you a soul? And you tick the soul box. That doesn't open the third eye by itself. That's just the awareness, the understanding. But when we take the time to really go into that experience, how does someone do that, by the way, Shireen? Let's say someone really wants to wake up and be soul conscious. What do they have to do?
You know, which we can get into the second secret.
Okay, what's the second secret?
The second secret is we have to align the physical eyes with the third eye. That is, whatever you're seeing with the physical eyes, you have to have a deeper understanding of what you're seeing. You have to look at someone and think, no, they're not that body. There is a soul inside that is invisible. And so that is when you're aligning the physical eyes with the third eye. And the more you align, right, soul consciousness or being a soul or all of this cannot be practiced in isolation. You need to come into relationship. You need to come in front of people. You need to see people. You need to see yourself. You need to, you know, there has to be a deeper understanding of what's going on. And so when you start seeing yourself as a spiritual being, and then when you start seeing someone else, they are spiritual beings too. Everyone are spiritual beings. And you start seeing the soul, not the body, not that they're American, not that they're African, that not that they're whatever, British. None of that stuff. They are spiritual beings. And when we start seeing this, and when we start aligning the physical eye with the spirit, with the spiritual eye, with the third eye, that is when the third eye starts to really open.
And it's such a relief. This is the practice, to realize that the people you're talking to are actually spiritual beings. What a relief it is. I mean, my own experience with this is that if I'm seeing people just as people, not as spiritual beings in a body, they can potentially annoy me or do things that upset me or whatever else, right? But when I realize there's a soul there, then it completely changes the whole thing, that there's this divine being, this lovely soul, this lovely light, this shining star, who's not just a shining star, but is my family and is my friend on a deeper level. And that's such a shift in our feeling state and in our awareness. So you can think about that. Let's just take a moment for everyone to think of one person in your life who you know. And now imagine, just visualize that there's their face, but then there's the soul. And how does your feelings towards them change when you realize that they're actually a spiritual, eternal being?
Lovely. It's so beautiful. Life is so beautiful. You know, you really experience peace when you do that. When you align your physical eyes with your third eye. Okay, the third secret.
Oh, yes.
The third secret is a little bit out of the box. And that is our understanding that this is not our home. We are just visiting this planet. We are visitors on this planet. Our home is the land of peace, Nirvana. Our home is the soul world, where we all reside. That is our home. Here, we come here, we put on these costumes, these bodies, and we play parts. We do all of those things. But for the third eye to really open, we need to understand that our eternal home is somewhere else. Because what happens is, when we are here and we are going about our day, and then, you know, things are happening in the world, everything is going on, and what happens is that if I have my heart attached to this world, then I forget that my home is the spiritual world, and then my third eye closes. And so it's really important to keep aware of your home, because that is when the third eye is really opening and is staying open. And also, it's the land of peace, right? And so you're experiencing peace. When you're experiencing peace, that is when you really feel that the third eye can stay open. If you experience any kind of distress, any kind of anxiety, anything, the third eye closes. And so to keep it open, you have to keep experiencing peace, and then you can really experience peace in the land of our sweet, sweet home, in the land of peace.
Ah, what a relief. So we can experience that anytime we want. You just become aware that you're a spiritual being here, and then you bring your attention to the world of light. And in our Spiritual Travelers course, Ancient Spiritual Secrets, we talk a lot about this. Spiritual travelers, that we come from that divine light, that infinite peace, like an infinitely vast sunset that never ends and has no edges, and you're completely relaxed and at peace in that wonderful light. And this really activates the third eye, because you're only seeing spiritual things in the spiritual world. There's nothing else there. There's no physical things. There's no noise. There's no faces. There's no, you know, cars or trees or sun and the moon and all these things. Nothing exists except that peace. So that's one of the most powerful practices, to open the third eye, because you're inside a world where there is only spiritual things, and the third eye is what can see that, and then it activates that and it empowers that. And then we come back down here and we say, yay, welcome to the world. Isn't it great?
You feel better after having come back to the world. You feel better.
Why was I so worried about all that stuff? It doesn't really matter. It's like coming into a movie. The third eye not only allows us to see spiritual things, but it actually allows us to see the spirituality of the world, and to see that the entire world that we live in is a giant movie. And so that's another third eye awareness. Right. Very, very fascinating.
The fourth secret?
Yes.
The fourth secret is that we are Trinetri and Trikalder shape. We have to be Trinetri to be Trikalder shape. So three in both the cases. So the word three, Trinetri, three means three. And Netri means eye. So the one whose third eye is open is called Trinetri. So that's Sanskrit for the one whose third eye is open is called Trinetri. And so when we are in the home, right, and when we have this experience of peace, then we have deep realizations and our heart really starts to sing. Because from your heart, you start to accept, yes, I'm a soul, there's spiritual world, that is my home, you know, there's spiritual things. And then when your heart starts to accept, that is when your third eye really stays open. And that is when you can say we are Trinetri, that all of us can be Trinetri when it keeps opening. We keep it open. Not just it opens for 2 minutes and closes, but when we keep it open, then we are called Trinetri. So what happens is when I am Trinetri, that is when my third eye opens, then I'm Trikaldarshi, which is, Trikal means the three aspects of time. I'm clearly able to see the three aspects of time. I'm able to see past. I'm able to see the consequences of my actions, what happened in the past. I'm able to see what actions I have to perform in the present. I'm able to see the consequences of my actions, what's going to happen in the future. So I'm able to see the past, present, and future. That is Trikaldarshi. So when my third eye is kept open through realization, through being in the soul world, through awareness of myself as a spiritual being, then I'm really able to understand all the aspects of time, which is a really high skill level. And it's so valuable. It is so valuable to understand the three aspects of time, to have wisdom of the three aspects of time. Is what am I doing right now? And what is it that I have to do to improve my future? What did I do in the past that's affecting my present? What I have to do now to improve my future?
It's a very, very deep thing, isn't it? The third eye, the three forms, three-time vision, Trikaldashi. This is something that is really important to be able to develop, because otherwise we don't learn from our past, and we also do stupid things in the present that wrecks our future life. You know, we have a future self who is obviously still us, but we're creating our future experience. There's going to come a point where we're living in the future, right? We're living in the future now from the past. And so when we have this higher awareness, we think, okay, how is what I'm doing right now going to affect my future self? Am I doing myself any favors, or am I wrecking my life? You know, it's good to be aware of. But when the third eye is shut, we don't see that. We don't see that when the third eye is closed. We only see the present. What am I going to get right now, and what do I need right now? But there's a consequence, like even saving money, for example. If we say, I'm just going to spend everything I got and never save any money and never take care of my finances, there come a point in the future where your future self says, why did you spend all that money? I need it now and I haven't got it. Or why didn't you look after, you know, the health better? Or why did you wreck all these relationships? So as the third eye opens, we start to have this bigger awareness of everything. It's expanding outwards.
It's so important to understand consequences. There are always consequences. Always. Right? We might not think they are, but they are. And that is what happens when you grow older. You realize there are consequences for everything.
Oh my God. Right?
There are consequences for actions. And these consequences, you need to understand what the consequences are. And having your third eye open, you really understand what the consequences are. And I liked what you're sharing about, you know, your past self created your present. And your present self has to create your future. So if you want a brighter future, then you need to have your third eye open so your present self can create a better future.
Exactly, because the present self is the secret to all the future success, isn't it?
Right.
It's only now, in this moment of now, that we can choose what to do. And I think the key thing with the third eye is that it puts us in an elevated stage, an elevated state of being. And that's the only way that we can do good actions in the present that was going to affect our future. Because if I'm stressed out and running around in a state of kind of panic and negativity and all this stuff in the present, I am going to wreck my life in the future, because those negative feelings, even if I'm trying to do good actions, but I'm coming from a place of negative energy, I won't be able to do good, really truly good actions from that place. And I've seen this even when I've personally tried to do, like, I'm doing a big clearing, right? I'm trying to help my future self by clearing up my hard drives and all my online stuff and banking and all these things. And I've noticed myself trying to just get it done as quickly as possible and then making mistakes. So even though I'm trying to do something good, I'm actually screwing myself over because the energy isn't always at the level that it could be. So it's much better just to stop, open the third eye, realize that I'm a spiritual being, this is all a game, and then come back into doing these different things, and then everything is so much more graceful and blessed.
The fifth secret is... when I realized that, how did my third eye open, right? I really feel it was God's grace. Because I was going about my business, and I was really seeking, of course I was really seeking, I was open to spiritual experiences, and then I came across the spiritual path, and I really feel the spiritual path and God's grace, God really awakened, that opened my third eye. And so, yes, I feel, you know, I don't want people to feel discouraged, like, oh, why isn't God coming in my life and opening my third eye, right? I feel that we need to be ready, and we need to open ourselves up to new experiences, new things. And we have to not think that we know everything, or we shouldn't think that, think outside, right? Think outside of what you normally think. that, and ask yourself, what are you willing to do to open your third eye? What are you willing to do? And so if you're really willing to do anything, then God's grace will be on you. But if that comes like in your list of priority, it's 10 on your list, maybe not.
Yeah, there's a price for everything. There's a price. You know, I was thinking about this, how I had an awakening when I was 18. I was in a really bad place, just wasting my life. And but then I finally said, you know what, I need to do something different with my life. And I was open to that openness Shireen was just talking about. And so I went to my first meditation class, and I thought, this. And so I was being told, you're a spiritual being, which I thought, this is great news. What great news. I didn't know I was a spiritual being. That makes sense to me. And various things that we're talking about, I learnt in that first lesson. And then my mother gave me the course, right? So I was open to learn from my mother, which is a miracle in itself, quite frankly.
Especially because you were a teenager. As an
18-year-old. Right. 18-year-old. Like, I'm going to learn from my mother, and she's going to give me spiritual wisdom. So that itself was quite surprising. So I thought, all right, you know. So then we sat for meditation, and I didn't expect anything, and I was pulled out of my body and shown a vision of my future. And that is definitely God's grace, God's power, and the third eye just was just opened, right? Because going into a vision means that you leave your body and you go into a different dimension where you're seeing spiritual things that aren't physically here. And so that wasn't something I really made effort for. That was something that I was gifted with or blessed with. But the reason that happened, when I look back on it, is because I needed something like that personally to wake me up, right? Not everyone needs such extreme things. Some people, like a little bit more peace or a little bit of something, is enough to get them taking the next step, right? But I was 18-year-old. I needed some really intense experience to make me go, okay, pay attention to this. And then that changed my life. But I think, if I hadn't gone to the class and I hadn't been open and I hadn't in my heart of hearts, I wasn't willing, then that wouldn't have happened. Because I'd been invited to these classes for years and years and years before then. And I always said, no, I'm not interested. And this is some weird spiritual thing. I'm too young for this stuff. But finally I said, all right, what have I got to lose? So I think when we put ourselves in the right situation, where we're around spiritual people and we're learning spiritual things and we're doing meditation and we have an open heart, then the magic can happen unexpectedly. But it's not going to happen if we're just carrying on with our usual nonsense.
Right, right. So, you know, when I was given this spiritual knowledge, and I really feel also it was God's grace, I really experienced peace and happiness, both. I really experienced peace. I remember experiencing peace, such profound peace, right? Like the everything in life was just fine the way it was. There was no conflict. I wasn't trying to change anything. I wasn't having any desires. I was just so still. The mind was so still. And then I started experiencing the happiness of just finding something that I really felt I was looking for so many lifetimes. Mm. And that is when, really, for me, that is when I feel the third eye open, because of that experience of peace, that experience of happiness, that experience of God's drishti, you know, what we call that vision, right? His vision fell on me, his drishti fell on me, and I felt, right, this is it. It's like his vision fell on me and then the third eye opened.
Yeah, it's a mystical thing that we were just getting on with our life, but we were open, and divine, when we're open and when we put ourselves in that higher awareness, then that vision can come on us, and that unlocks the lock to open it up. Because the third eye is kind of like almost like sealed shut with super glue, you know, otherwise, it seems like, right? And so you need some magic power to pop it open. And then we have this whole new world opens up for us. A whole new world. That's been my experience, is that I had that vision. And then a whole new reality opened up. All these different things, these different experiences, different ways of living. Everything changed from that moment.
Right. The sixth secret. Okay, so magical, yes, third eye was magical, all of that. But there was a lot of work. And you know what the work was?
That's true.
Finally the work was to just keeping myself open and listening and understanding and changing my lifestyle to a spiritual lifestyle and listening to spiritual knowledge. That is the sixth secret. I don't think there's a shortcut to that secret. You want to keep your third eye open, you have to be listening to spiritual knowledge, and you have to have a spiritual lifestyle. You can't be eating meat and can't be eating whatever you want, and you think, oh, my third eye should open. No, it just closes shut.
That's a good point. This is something that has to be sustained, because, you know, someone can have a spiritual awakening and a spiritual experience, but then it can all fall to pieces if it isn't sustained. I mean, a lot of people have spiritual experiences and then they end up falling back into old patterns and addictions and all these things. So what do you mean by that exactly, having spiritual life and spiritual knowledge? You know, what does that look like?
You know, for us, right, in the Brahma Kumaris, we listen to something called the Murli. And the Murli was so, 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 so important to keep my third eye open. Without the Murli, I don't think my third eye would stay open. But I'm not saying that's necessarily true for everyone, but pick a spiritual study. Pick a spiritual study and study it. It has to be a spiritual study. It can't be about physical things and, you know, then somehow it's, you know, magically the third eye will open. Because remember, the third eye is invisible, so the study also has to be about invisible things. It can't be about physical things. And so that spiritual study, the Murli, really, really helped. And then the other thing that really helped was changing my lifestyle. You know, what I ate, when I woke up, the people I hung out with, all of that. The movies I started watching or didn't watch. You know, the books I read or didn't read, or what I was consuming on TV. All of those things changed. And because I set myself up where everything, all my whole lifestyle changed, that is when I really feel that the third eye was stayed open, that I really understood what the third eye was and how magnificent it was and the treasure store it was giving me. Then I was able to sustain the spiritual lifestyle also. So it goes both ways. You need a spiritual lifestyle to open the third eye. And once the third eye opens, then you realize how important the spiritual lifestyle is.
It's true. It's like putting ourselves in the right place to have spiritual experiences and sustain them. Because otherwise, if we're just looking at random stuff on the internet, you know, and all this, there's so much information, right, coming to us, books and blog posts and videos and news and whatever else, right, music. Is that information activating the third eye, or is it distracting and pulling us back into the body and the limited consciousness? And pretty much everything, unfortunately, is pulling us away from the third eye. So you can only really learn about the third eye and waking it up and opening it from people who have done that themselves in one way or another, right? That's why we need very high-level spiritual knowledge, because it's coming from an awakened state in the first place. And then spending time with people who are also practicing these things and avoiding the stuff that isn't doing that, because it's not doing us any good. You know, just like if someone wants to run a marathon, they really want to do it seriously. They need to be training all the time and spend time with other people who are doing marathons and getting into that whole thing. They can't just run a marathon and get anywhere near winning just by showing up. It's just not going to happen realistically. So if these things are important to us, we need to think, okay, is my actual lifestyle and my time actually aligned with these things? Because the more it's aligned, the better it is, basically. And the less it's aligned, the more we just fall back into the boring life, just like most of the world is trapped in all these limited things. Yes. So, what's the next secret?
This could be the last secret.
The final secret?
The final secret is, why does it close? Okay, we are spiritual beings. We are really having a good lifestyle, spiritual lifestyle. Everything is going fine, but why are we closing it? Why is it closed sometimes? Is because I feel we get tired. It's not just physical tired, right? We are tired of situations. We are tired of people. We are tired of our body. It's like, oh, how much longer should I take care of it? We are tired of, you know, the way things are going in the world. So we are just very tired of things. Like, you know, where you're fed up with something. And so this kind of being fed up really closes your third eye. So it's really important to understand that, to keep it open. Not only do we need to keep looking at the treasure store, and the treasure store can only be seen with the third eye. So you need to keep looking at the treasure store, right? The treasure store of peace and the treasure store of happiness. And these are not a physical things. It's not the peace that I get when I watch a sunset or something. These are deep internal things. The treasure store of joy, of bliss, of freedom, of, you know, innocence, of all of these things, right? Self-respect. All of that's a huge treasure store. Dignity, these are all really big, big treasures. And so if I keep looking at these treasures with my third eye, and then if I move away from being fed up from things, fed up from people, fed up from things, all of those things, if I move away from all of that, that is when I can really sustainably keep it open. Because once the third eye open, no, I have to sustain it. You can't just let it go, because it has to be sustained. Because we are fighting in the world, we are fighting against everyone whose third eye is closed. How many people around you do you know that their third eye is open? Right? So you're fighting against, you're going against the tide. And so you're fighting against what the whole world is doing, and you're doing something different. And so you have to be able to sustain it. And so you can't get fed up with anything. You have to keep looking at your treasure store, how beautiful your treasure store is. Measure your metrics. Your metrics has to be according to what's invisible, not according to what's visible, right? Because everyone's metrics, right? Oh, I'll win $1 million, or that one has $10 million, or that one has 5 million YouTube subscribers, or whatever, right? These are metrics. And so with these metrics, we keep going about it. And what happens is they bring us down, because we are not looking at the actual treasure store.
That's very deep. So there's the third eye lets us see a spiritual treasure store. And the treasures are, you know, divine peace, love, pure love, bliss, freedom, purity, joy. All the good feelings. I mean, really, what are we doing in life? We want to feel good, don't we? All of us. And we try and get it through all these limited ways that doesn't really work very much. It works a little bit, and then it has sorrow connected to it, and it runs out, and then we do it again. So the third eye is like there's a bigger treasure store full of love and peace and God's energy and all this infinite wealth that comes down into our being, which is so beautiful. And that's the real wealth right there. That's the real wealth. That's what makes us feel genuinely happy from the inside out. That's inside-out happiness. And in order to do that, we need to just not get upset. And the way we can not get upset, because, you know, getting fed up about things, one thing that the third eye helps us to do is to understand the law of karma, right? That kind of takes some of the sting out of the things that we're stressed out about, because when we realize this is happening for a reason to me, like let's say I'm going through a difficult time, the third eye makes me realize this isn't random, I'm not a victim. There's benefit in this situation, it's happening for a reason, and it's actually going to make me better off down the road if I can get the benefit out of it. So the third eye can see these challenging situations and receive benefit from it. And that helps us to not get fed up with them. I mean, we might still get a little bit fed up with them if they're going on for a long time. But it takes some of the sting out of it. So another thing with the third eye is that it lets you see life, your life, right? Whatever's happening, people in your life, the things in your life, money in your life, your health. And it makes you look at it differently and go, why is this happening? What's the real issue here? What's the meaning of this? And it makes it a very fascinating, entertaining movie. So when the third eye is open, we think, I'm in this big game of life, this big movie film. I'm a hero actor in my own film, my own movie. And I'm curious about what's going to happen next, right? And what I'm going to do next. And this is a big game. So that not only is more entertaining, it also helps to navigate these stressful situations and make them much more manageable. Ah, yes. So is everyone excited to open your third eye and keep it open?
It's a lot of fun.
Fun and games.
So should we do a blessing?
A blessing. Blessing.
Blessing for each one of you. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay. Do you want to pick a number or should I just pick a page?
I'll pick
53. 53. Healing.
Oh.
A powerful metamorphosis has embraced you, restoring your peace and healing the scars. You feel reborn, whole again, and utterly transformed into a joyous, light being. Each day brings new hope and joy as you heal and grow.
I'll read that again. Read it again. And as everyone listens to this, let it sink into your being, because these are the very packed blessings. So to receive it. This is going into the third eye.
Healing. A powerful metamorphosis has embraced you, restoring your peace and healing the scars. You feel reborn, whole again, and utterly transformed into a joyous, light being. Each day brings new hope and joy as you heal and grow. Is that true for you, Michael?
So beautiful. Beautiful, thank you. So we want to thank everyone for your wonderful presence, and just also mention that we have free courses that you can get in the description. We have a lot of free courses, fascinating deep things to open your third eye, and meditations, and more blessings, and videos, and all sorts of great things. And if you haven't already, subscribe to this channel so we can grow it. We really appreciate that. And if you have anything you need from us, any, you know, topics you'd like us to talk about, you can let us know in the comments, and we'd be happy to do an episode based on what you need. So tell us what you need, what you like. Yay, well, have a beautiful week. Thank you, Shireen, for your smiling, radiant presence, as always.
Thank you, Michael. Always a pleasure being here with you.
Yay. Much love. Talk to you soon.